used to kill people, they realize, okay, this cereal, this brand of cereal is responsible for all of these deaths. What's the first thing you can do with the...
Agree with you in one breath. That you got to do the analysis of all the...
No. If you realize that cereal is available in these different places and this box of cereal, whatever brand, is killing all of these people, what is the first thing you are going to do in order to...
Get rid of cereal.
Right. So you got to then make sure that off all the supermarket shelves, you got to then make sure that the imports are stopped because you need to wrestle it to the ground immediately. In other words, then you got to then look at the bigger picture to see, okay, what are the health impacts? What is this? The eating habits? If people are addicted to this particular cereal, if people sneaking it in, if people can't do without it. I mean, it may be a little flaky in terms of an analogy, but the point is I'm trying to make is at the end of the day to get rid of something immediately. Not get rid of immediately, I should say. You have to, if you want it done with, at least give us a month of a break or two from shootings. Let us find the guns and let us shut it down at the ports of entry.
Well, I agree with all that. The guns are in Barbados already.
But that's my point. That's my point. If they're here already, we gotta find them.
Give me one brief second, please. Thanks. Now, what I am making is there seems to be targeted shootings. What is the result of the targeted shootings? You know, the shootings don't seem to be random. If there were random shootings across Barbados, then I could understand that you have an even greater problem. But they're targeted. Somebody go and see five people stand together, and you've got to say, I can shoot one. Bang, and run away. That's the point I'm making.
I understand that, sir. I do. But that's, can we agree that that's part of one of the things, as you said, that is a wider approach? Because if they're targeted, then why? Is it gang-related?
I'm agreeing with you on that.
Yeah.
But I think we need to do a careful analysis and see whether or not they're targeted or not. For example, you would have listened to news from time to time. When somebody going to a Walmart in the United States, they're going with a gun. They're shooting everybody. Mm-hmm. The crowd there, and I said Sheraton was a prime case of that. Go and shoot one man and go on. On Nelson Street, you shoot one man around there. Mm-hmm. And down to that place, I believe more people are at school, going to school. You shoot one body, you shoot the other three people in the car, and you're gone. But that's the point I'm making.
Right. I agree with you. I agree with you. We need to find out.
One thing I could finally leave you is this thing about Mr. Nasser just now. If you cut, he was saying a lot of people don't travel on the app, but probably I don't know if he goes on the app too often, because sometimes you got to get a flight to St. Lucia. Because the flights are so full. So the point I'm making is that I'm agreeing with you. But if you cut the taxes,
if you cut the fares,
create the volume. More people might travel to St. Lucia because people prefer go to Miami to do certain things because for a trip, because the airfare is very much cheaper than going into Guyana or going into Trinidad or one of those places. But if you cut the taxes and make the airfare more affordable, I can remember when I was growing up, you had $50 Christopher's fares on British on BWA. And people should be going to Trinidad and other places on an often basis.
Mm-hmm.
So the point I'm making is, now we're going to $800 or $900, $1,000 to go to Trinidad. Obviously, you're not going to find that many people going to Trinidad for a weekend. And the same thing is true with Guyana and the other countries in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. But if it's cut, then people might do more interregional travel. And I think I can leave it right there for the evening.
Yeah. Well, you know, just to add to that, you have to, and I think he indicated, Professor Arthur, that, you know, they've cut some of the operational costs. Unfortunately, it was at the demise of some of the workers. But you see, in life, you have to create a balance. You may not need all of the workers. Yes, you would have to get rid of some, but you have to make sure it doesn't impact the efficiency of the airline. And then you still have to operate at possibly what you can call break even. You have to be able to balance that in order to save the airline. And as I said, you didn't have to be an economist to figure that one out. But I'm hopeful and I strongly believe that Professor Arthur, together with whoever's on the board, will certainly do their best because we look forward to cheaper travel. And I think a lot of us would do and on the airlines. And that will then help then with the whole movement of people. Give way now to the CSME and people going overseas to work for a month or two, go come back weekends to see their family because it's cheaper. It's actually a win-win for all.
One final point, John, before I go. One final point, please.
Mm-hmm.
when I was growing up, I used to belong to the Youth Council, the Young People Organization. And very often, those persons will raise their money and go to these Caribbean countries to see what's going on in those Caribbean countries, especially at Easter time. But the airfare is now so astronomical, it's much more difficult for those groups to travel all across the Caribbean to do what they have to do. And it also impacts too on the whole question of people moving the Caribbean. I was president of the Caribbean Cycling Federation for a long time. And it impacts on those young people who want to travel to go and play their riding skills in other Caribbean countries because everything is very expensive.
All right, we gotta go now because we got some other calls.
We got a lot more of people moving across the Caribbean area.
Okay.
Afternoon in the good name of Jesus the Christ.
Amen. You're don't brass tacks, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
I just want to point out something to you.
Yes.
I was born in the 1950s, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Growing up in the 1960s. They actually used to hang people for a murder.
Mm-hmm.
I knew four people that got hanged between 1969 and I think last one was a guy from Basham, this was called Moxie, in 1984. And I'm going to tell you this. When I was growing up, people used to tell me, they would kill you, but I won't get hanged for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a deterrent. I don't care how many lawyers can tell me different. I knew it was a deterrent. So I just guess they would never have 49 murders in the time when they used to go hanging. They wouldn't even got 9 in 1 year back then.
Mm-hmm.
It was a deterrent. And as long as it's not there, it will not be a deterrent. None of these young men who's shooting people know anybody get hanged. They can't go down the road and somebody who sees three, five blocks away and he get hanged. They cannot relate to somebody get hanged.
If I throw this out there to you and say to you, that may have applied back in the 60s, but for some reason, and again, I don't know, I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but I strongly believe that we are seeing more sociopaths and psychopaths being either born or created, depending on how it happens. You're either born that way, there's some developing to that. But when a man can tell you or show you he does not care about his own life, so he is taking yours. Understand that these youngsters, some of them, are moving fearless. So where that might have been a deterrent, you think that some of these guys really, if they cared, you already think that the daylight shooting in Sheraton would have occurred, or even this morning in front of children. It says to me that some of these individuals, and to me, the behavior is more psychopathic than anything else. And if somebody does a study, and I believe that they should, when you catch the perpetrators, some sort of a psychological evaluation, which I believe is done, because when you murder somebody, I believe that is done. We need to start itemizing and seeing there's a trend and to see if there's something there, because there has to be. There's no way in anybody's right mind, I can understand a man back in the day, you know, people fight and somebody pushed somebody and manslaughter, something may happen. But to boldly do it in broad daylight suggests to me you don't care about your own life. You don't care about nobody's life. And that, to me, is troubling. We do have to take a break.
Okay, but if you're saying what you said yesterday, it may be need to get really sociopaths.
We need to identify them early. That's what we need to do.
I don't know, early. If you kill somebody, as the Bible said, because you invoke the Bible principle, he who shall have my blood but my his blood is shed. And that, you have a nice day with that.
Thank you. We'll be back after the break.
The Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training has advised that there be no classes at the St. Albans Primary School tomorrow, Friday, January 17th. However, the school will be open to offer counseling to students, parents, or teachers who may require it. That's a release from the Barbados Government Information Service.
This is Don Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I just want to make it quick. I don't know the time. These persons are persons that we are trying to categorize them as in probably psychopath, sociopath, whatever. I believe in mind we should stop it. No pun intended. I'll tell you why. Some of these same persons are smarter and more clever than the average person that were educated more than them.
Sir, what do you think sociopaths and... hold on a minute. A sociopath and psychopath, they're actually very smart. If you actually go and Google people like the serial killers, if you want to put it that way, very, very smart. So being smart is not one of these things that says, yeah, you're smart, so you cannot be a sociopath. They're actually extremely smart, smarter than the average person. So let's start there.
So I'm trying to say it to you. despite what you say. And trying to say some of these persons are not sociopaths and they are not psychopaths. What they're doing, they're bordering on that concept because we keep saying, and they are using that to get away, because when the time comes and they're captured, they will then pretend some more or show signs that they are that to get away with what they are doing. So when we get on the radio all the time, and we are not experts, and we say these things sometimes, remember, we have potential jurors out there, people who will be called to do the jurying. They also will be impacted with what we are saying on the radio, and looking then to find ways and block certain things that is supposed to go another way. I don't want to say exactly what I would like to say, but I am saying to you, there's nothing wrong with what you are saying. You could be perfectly right. But I'm saying some of those persons, they are so sane and they are so, they know what they're doing. Listen, a person who goes to bring some dope at a time and put it probably in a barrel or something and get captured, we label them as a dope dealer. But they are not. They take a chance. Now, look at the man who won't go and pretend he could go straight to someone and do what he did. He is bold. It does not mean he's an idiot. He is so bold because that person will not be looking for that at that point in time, off guard. All I am saying is that a lot of these persons are normal persons that are committing these things. So when they are captured, if investigations are done, I would like very much that these things will go all over the areas and sensitize all persons who will be potential jurors.
Okay. I would like to respond to that, please. First of all, a sociopath is a person with a personality disorder manifesting itself in extreme antisocial attitudes and behavior and lack a conscience. A psychopath is a person suffering from chronic mental disorder with abnormal or violent social behavior. I would like to think that even though what we are saying, because we can't wrap our brain, nor are we saying that was the case of what is actually happening case per case, but what we are seeing with people doing things in a fearless manner, not having a conscience, one could classify that, and I'm not saying that we are the experts, because when one goes to a court, there are people who are trained psychologists and psychiatrists that are able to determine if that person knows exactly what they're doing, and even if they know what they're doing, if they fall under these categories. So we leave that to the experts to decide. But what we are seeing are young men who are acting in a way that you're wondering if they drank too much of something, if it's something in the air, because they're acting in a very fearless manner. And we want to have an answer to it. And the only thing we can think of at the moment, not that we're saying that that is what it is. That is what appears to be in some cases when you can do a shooting in broad daylight in front of children. Who does that? And then you want to be able to say that they're okay. The point is, whether they're sane or insane or knew what they're doing or not, once they're found guilty, the end result is they're going to be locked away. Whether it's Her Majesty's Dodds or down Black Rock. The point is, they need to be kept away from society so we can be protected and our children can be protected. I'm not interested in whatever label. The point is, something is wrong. And we need to identify it early, but we do have qualified people in this country. I believe we need more social workers, and I think the government has spoken to that. We just need to identify it earlier. I don't think what we are saying right here will prejudice a jury in one way or the other, because they are supposed to deliver the verdict based on facts. And if it has been presented that this person is a sociopath or a psychopath, and he murdered the people, he can still get locked up. The point is, they need to get them off the street, and we need to find out what is causing it. There's something wrong, and somebody has to admit there's something wrong. Whatever it is, there's something wrong.
Can I end with this, please?
Yes.
Can I end with this? Listen, because I am not as bold, and you are not as bold, probably, it does not mean that those persons are not as just as bold, but mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with them. That's all I want to say.
Okay,
that's
fair enough. No, I respect your opinion. I'm not saying that you're wrong or right. This is just mine, and you have yours. This is Down to Brass Tacks, where you're on the air. Good afternoon. Go ahead. Brass Snacks, good afternoon. Go ahead. Brass Snacks, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Okay, we seem to be having some problems. It's just want to read a WhatsApp here. Joanne, you are correct. Plus, there's competition going on amongst the youngsters who can do the most heinous act. And they're referring to, they remember some incidents in Jamaica of a well-known gang member who would disfigure people and walk around with the body parts. That is what one WhatsApper is saying that they can remember.
Person?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I'm ready for my please.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling in reference to Air Post. Mm-hmm. Persons have been asking or querying on Facebook. I have been calling in regards to my packages not being delivered. They're saying that it is customs, but nothing has been done. I had ordered some stuff since last year, mm-hmm. and other persons have ordered before me and haven't received their packages up to now. There are no updates being done. No one is saying anything. They're just saying, oh, they're awaiting customs with the duties and whatever the case is.
Okay, go ahead. You said you've called. You've called Air Post.
I've called. I've went.
Mm-hmm.
Emailed, sent messages on their site and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they're just saying, oh, it's customs, it's customs, it's customs.
Mm-hmm.
So when you check their Facebook page, persons complaining and they're not updating, they're not saying anything.
Well, do you ever try calling just to make sure that, not that I'm saying that they are wrong, but mm-hmm. You tried calling customs to see if...
No, I haven't.
You want to try to see if they can give you an answer regarding shipments from another company that you're waiting on. I'm not sure if they will divulge that information, but hopefully if you're waiting on something from Aeropost is blaming customs. I think you should call customs and tell customs that you're opposed blaming them. And if they can then shed some light and say, well, no, it's not us. They may say Aeropost has not completed the correct documentation for the Asukuto world, which may be the case. We don't know. And then you can call them back and say, look, I understand that you have not completed the documents that are required to clear this in a timely fashion. I don't know what the case is, but these are possible things that can be going on because remember there are changes in the port. There are a lot of people who have complained that some of the goods were delayed, but yet there are a lot of people who have said they've gotten through quickly and it was very efficient. So a lot of that could also be, but I understand that some of the companies may be having some difficulty filling out the forms online in order to expedite the clearance of these goods. So that may be the case. And somebody answering the phone at Aeropost may not know those details. Those who are in charge may know the details and the reason for the delay. It could be a financial reason. We don't know. No, but it's true. You don't know. And they're not going to tell you due to financial difficulties or whatever. But if you call the port, I would call customs if I were you, and I would ask the question to let them know what the company has communicated to me, and then let customs explain to me if that is indeed true. And mm-hmm. customs may say, look, we have the shipment here, but there's some difficulty with the paperwork, and we are waiting on Aeropost. Now, Aeropost, please don't call me and say that that's what it is. I'm just putting some possible suggestions as to what could be wrong, but in the end, you need your goods. And I think
And
I think Aeropost has a responsibility to you to actually get that information. You really shouldn't have to be calling customs, but you know, sometimes in life when you really want something done, you know what they say, it's best to do it yourself. So it may be best for you to make that phone call and let us know what actually happened, because I saw some WhatsApp messages pertaining to that. I don't know if it was you, but
people
were messaging about the Aeropost issue. So take my silly advice. Call customs. All right?
Right.
Okay, my dear.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. This is Down to Brass Tacks, 132. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It is a pleasure, of course, hearing your voice on air and so on. and here you're giving all the good advice you usually give. I'm hoping you can give me similar advice. That's good advice. I've been calling the waterworks department for quite some time regarding a burst pipe here in Bladesville, number one, St. Philip. About the past 4 months or so now, and the water is just flowing, creating a lot of moss and everything, and actually the road is starting to give way because of the water flowing like this. I want to know, is there a plan B? I may resort to.
How many times you called the Barbados Water Authority, and when was the last time you called BWA?
The last time would have been 2 weeks ago, and they said they were going to get the, I think the superintendent, does he name the person in charge of the area.
Mm-hmm.
After the fourth call, I was told that he was on holiday.
Oh, dear.
And when I made the fifth call, I was told that he's back now and they would have a chat with him. But so far, nothing has been done. And I'm thinking to myself, even if he is on holiday, really, I mean, I would hate to think that a similar thing would happen if the Prime Minister went on holiday. Now, I'm sad because I don't understand what kind of service this is. And the thing is, the average citizen cannot go and interfere with the pipe anyhow.
No,
I could have gone and cut the two pieces of the thing and put a union between the thing and stopped the water from flowing there ever since. But no, you can't.
But if something goes wrong, you can't. You shouldn't do that. Even
right,
though
I know that, right?
Give me the address again. Number one, Bladesville, St. Philip.
Number one, Bladesville, St. Philip. When you come up from Theosis Park, you come straight up to Bladesville, number one, St. Philip.
And the house is this water. Just me ask you a question because there are two things. Barbados Water Authority can find the leak if the water is running on the road and running down.
Because
it's not running on the grass.
The thing is that mm-hmm. the guys who would have put the pipe there in the first place,
mm-hmm.
it is right in a kind of a corner, like,
mm-hmm.
and it is on top of the road. I mean, so when the garbage truck or any vehicle for that matter pass, they could easily run over it. I thought the way to apply these things was to, like, dig a trench and bury it at least.
But what I want to ask is the water running into the gutter and going down?
No, there's no gutter. It's just running on top of the road, just flowing.
But it's visible
there's
on
no,
the road.
There's no gutter there, such.
Is visible on the road. There are two types.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, no. Why I'm saying that is that sometimes a meter is dripping on your property on the grass, so you don't see it.
This is before it gets to the meter,
okay.
And it's just flowing in the road.
It's flowing in the road.
Instance,
so basically, the landmark is follow the water trail. Barbados Water Authority, Bladesville, number one, needs your help in St. Philip.
Thank you so much.
However, we make it a public appeal. But we're going to give you some advice. Kindly call the customer service experience manager, I believe that is the title. And I'm pretty much sure she is going to help. And you call the authority, you ask to speak to the young lady in charge. And and I'm sure they're listening here too. And I'm hopeful before the end of this evening or latest tomorrow, BWA will respond because I know they want to save water. I know that they know that the country is in a little bit of trouble and they need to save every last drop. So I want to thank you for calling because I know they're going to respond.
Just want to make one other thing, and this is regarding what the lady was called, the girl who spoke before me.
Mm-hmm.
I have some packages at one of the airlines that would bring in packages for people and so on. One of the institutions that bring in packages for people as well. And I was there for quite some time. And I'm thinking to myself is that before we had, I believe the correct name is Asticudo, that's what you call it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. Before we have that, we were getting our packages okay. But now you have to wait weeks. The package is just sitting over there by the airport. And as a result, my studio is held up. I can't do any work because I need the items to thing.
I heard of one person waiting for their prescription glasses or something at the thing. And they could not. But look, here's the thing, and I'm not sure, but based on the information that we would have heard over the last couple of months, with everything in life, they're trying to improve the system. While you're trying to improve something, obviously there are going to be problems. They're actually going to make you feel like if this is worse than ever. That is life. Anytime you are making a change like that, you are going to have problems. And I can repeat, you are going to feel like if man, I could have left it
the
way it was.
Worst thing in the world.
However, if you give them some time and the companies do what they need to do to put the relevant information in, or if they need help, these guys need to communicate with each other by saying, look, I have put in everything in the system and I need my goods. Now, why is it that there's some companies that are saying, well, we got our shipments quickly? people got their barrels actually over Christmas, and I heard everybody was like, yes, boy, we got through really fast.
Yes,
however, there are some that are not. So I think in the interest of moving forward, let until there's calm, there's always a little bit of chaos. So what the port needs to do, which I think that they have done and should continue to do, is to communicate with these entities, and they may have to do some communication in a larger way if they are responsible. If they're not responsible, they should not carry that responsibility if it is the fault of the company. And if it is, the port needs to say that. But in the end, people like you and all of these people here messaging me about their packages, believe me, we have 12 messages now of the same thing, different companies, they're waiting. So something is not right and it needs to be rectified. Okay? Thank you very much. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hello?
Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi, Joanne. How are you?
I'm well. And you?
Well, I'm trying to hang in. I know maybe I may not got enough time to really elaborate on these points, but I want to throw something because it's very annoying sometimes when you hear some callers on the program. Only yesterday I heard a guy speaking to Sanka Price about what he saw in the papers yesterday pertaining to what the Governor General said about this integrity and whatever and thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it worries me that these people could find it possible to be saying these things at this time. He was trying to say that it didn't know that this is going on. And I know he was casting aspirations from all parties, but I know specifically one. But I would just like to say, for the benefit of the public who don't know, I think he was about 50 or something like that, and you might not know. And these people is to realize that there have been about 2 commissions of inquiries in Barbados. After we're only 2, there were 2 against the Democratic Labour Party. And it was taught from very early. If you live in a glass house, you are not supposed to be throwing stones. And these people must realize, and I got this feeling, Joy, and it really hurt me to say this, right? I believe that, let me say, a war had broken out between 2 of the Caribbean countries, Barbados and somebody else. I believe that some of them would not even lift a hand to defend the children and the people of this country. I cannot understand for the life of me how people, after all these years, a lot of these people does not understand that the Barbados Labour Party did not win the last election. The people of Barbados got rid of the Democratic Labour Party. You and I and a lot of people were totally shocked when some of the ministers like Mr. Lashley and Mr. Sinclair and those fellas, we never believed they would have lost. And these people got to understand, I mean, it's good for radio, anybody could talk on the radio. But when they come to talk to on the radio, they should always substantiate it with facts. Because we are younger people are listening to brass tacks and listening to everything that's going on. And I believe that they lost, they were the loss because of some of the same callers who have been calling these programs. Thanks very much. I know you ain't got much time.
That's all right. I want to address a WhatsApp here. I'm not going to read it out in its entirety, but the person here is indicating that I actually said what should happen to a person who shoots another person. Now, I sat here, nor at any given time did I declare a sentencing on anyone. What I said, there's a problem. Something is wrong. In other words, are we dealing with psychopaths, sociopaths? It's a whole set of issues that we have to look at. We have to look at the port. We have to look at education. We have to look at parents. What is triggering this uprise in violence with guns? At no time did I say what should happen to a person who shoots another person. If a caller did that, you know what is sad? People hear what they want to hear. And it is really, really sad that I can see a WhatsApp message. I believe that they meant it in a good way because they're asking me to be very careful not to declare sentencing on people who commit crimes. I haven't. But we have a problem in this country with violence. Everybody knows that, and we all need to play our part to address it. If we have ideas, if we see something, we need to share that information with the powers of the police so that they can help us to be safe. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. I would like to go back to to congratulate Professor Arthur on his appointment at LEAD. But I hope that eventually the government would extend his brief to look at a ferry service throughout the Caribbean. I didn't realize that so many people who are born in Barbados have never been to maybe even Antigua,
St. Vincent,
and other countries.
Just across the road, St. Vincent, just across the ocean. A lot of people haven't been to St. Vincent, yes.
And, if some countries cannot afford the cost of the flight, well, maybe they may be able to just jump on a ferry and, you know, take a couple of hours. But I think we need to integrate more as a people, as a Caribbean people. That's all I have to say to you.
I would like to add something. I remember Dennis and some callers months ago, they had this... They were talking about the ferrying and so on. And I'm sitting listening and I'm thinking, I've got to put in my 2 cents at some point. And I never did because everybody had similar ideas. But I'll tell you what I did in 2001. I put an idea at the time to Virgin Atlantic. And I was always very ambitious. So I said, I'm going to FedEx this letter to Sir Richard Branson. I found the address. I paid for the FedEx. And it was to let them know of this proposal about Virgin by Ocean. I actually remember giving it a name. And in this proposal, I was talking about ferrying people from island to island. So when you're packaging your flight, then, of course, you can spend some time in Barbados and then take a ferry over to St. Vincent. And then, of course, we wanted to look at local transport and having these water taxis. Needless to say, I got a response, probably not from Sir Richard himself, but of course, you know, they put it on to some admin person who said, thank you very much for your idea. However, we don't want to go in that direction with our transport, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, they wish you well. That's 2001. I'm hopeful that Virgin changes their mind somewhat because it would be perfect for an airline industry to get involved in the ferrying service, et cetera. But Dennis?
If you read the newspaper as regularly as I do, you would know. As a matter of fact, I'll send you the article. Virgin has introduced a cruise line to complement the airline. I have it as one of the challenges we have to look going forward because of the challenges to our tourism industry. I call it cruising for bruising. That's why I saved it as. Virgin Atlantic will have ships in the water before the end of 2020.
But
ask for your... You read the article and you'll find out how far it goes.
But that's interesting, Dennis, because I still have the proposal and the response back from Virgin. So it would be nice, actually, for me to share it with them.
Ask for your commission.
I should get it. Thanks very much. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm concerned. The lady was complaining about airport staff. And I believe that if she had to write the controller customs and the person who operating airport staff, they will have to give me an explanation. Because the thing about it is, if you order stuff first class and you're supposed to get it for Christmas, you could imagine people have stuff there to collect for Christmas and lose it on sales. You're not going to recover those sales, you know. And you might got Christmas lights and them sort of things. And then Christmas lights are thing, and then you still now in January, nobody ain't gonna buy them things. You understand? Mm-hmm. So you got to sell them off at sales, so you can operate at a loss, and you can go at break even. You can go and try and see how best you can get off these things. So I tend to think that if it is customs or if it is airport style, somebody should be giving you some sort of rebate for your loss of your profits and those sort of things. If they know if it's custom fault, right, they should be running their program parallel. You understand? The new system with the old system. They can't just run into the new system. I know that they're going to get problems and probably they might be short of staff and those sort of things. Right? So you don't know who is to blame. This thing is a serious thing because when you're out there trying to make a dollar, right, and you're supposed to pay for things first class, you call the people and the people tell you, yes, the things is in the island and trip past, Christmas gone. You understand? Some of the things ain't going to be no news to you because they're Christmas items. These things cannot be fair. Wow. You understand?
No, I totally, no, I understand. I mean, I'm hopeful, well, the program is soon going to end, but it would be good if someone in customs at the port, if they have any information to help us along to understand the delays, or hopefully by tomorrow during the show with Mr. Ellis, maybe we can get some information as to what is going on, because we're getting a lot of WhatsApps pertaining to that. We're also getting some WhatsApps saying Kudos Joyanne Virgin has introduced the cruise line, but it can't be kudos to me because they introduced it recently. So clearly, it has nothing to do with me, but Dennis, I probably will pursue some sort of commission because I have no idea what the name is. But I certainly did FedEx the proposal, like I would never forget, but it's good to hear. We're also hearing that the cruise line does not, it's only for adults only, someone is saying, no children allowed. So kudos to Virgin for getting on board, and for somebody else to say, Joanne, these are, well, that's pertaining to. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon and Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Can anyone tell me what the percentage economic growth in Barbados was for last year?
No, I can't. Dennis? No.
Well, there was someone that said there would be 0% growth.
I didn't hear that either. At this stage, I don't know who would have said that there would be, or there was 0% growth. But
yeah.
You continue making your contribution.
No, that
you
was
wanted
all
to add?
I had
okay,
to
that's
say,
all
really.
You have to say? All right.
Thank you and have a good afternoon.
Thank you, too. Down to Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was just calling to talk about the injustice happening in our country where the crime is concerned.
Go ahead.
And what we in this country need to do about this situation taking place in our country, Barbados.
So what do you think should happen?
I find it to be very unreasonable for the people of Barbados to be living in this fear. We have Attorney General and a Home Affairs Minister who should be man enough in holding the portfolio at the biggest level, and this crime is still continue to carry on. What we need to do today in Barbados in the justice system is to start to use the two gallows in jail. There is two gallows in jail, one on the south and one on the north. Needs servicing and working. It is hard on parents or a person who will have a son or a daughter or a person who will be leaving work to go home and find itself in this problem with these young sugar happy recruits that we have in Barbados that don't have no mercy for we, the people of Barbados. We need to start back the Gallus adults prison.
Should we not look first to as to what could be causing some of the problems and what can we do to address?
What's causing the problem today that I see? I on the road. I don't sit on any office anymore to see that I can't see. There is things to do to help these young people to get them better than how they are today. But no government within the last 12 years in Barbados seems to find the right method to carry this country forward where this crime is concerned. The people who is doing this crime, police know them. The people in the districts know these people. But still, it is a problem for the people in the districts to say, that officer is so-and-so-and-so-and-so. So it's like that person have to fear for their life too with these M16s or AK-47s only last week in my constituency. A young boy lose his life very yesterday. This is not when we went to the constituency and the same community and asking questions and asking the people in the neighborhoods what really taking place in this neighborhood. Everyone would like to say something, but at the same time, they are watching their children who will be the next target. The Attorney General of Barbados and the Home Affairs Minister of Barbados need to step up and start to do real work in this country for the taxpayers of this country money. That is what I'm saying to the country, Barbados.
Okay, thank you very much for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good afternoon, Down to Brass Tacks.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, I'm calling about the airport situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I also have some packages there that was held from November or so. They're telling me that it is October and November, that's back up. So I did what you said to call customs at the airport where they are going through Amerijet. So Amerijet told me from their end there's no problem. Because I give them the bill number and everything, they were willing to help me. But since they see that the packages are assigned to airports, I can't go any further. They can't help me any further. So it's airports. It's at airports. That's what I can see.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because I went through all the channels. I tried giving them the number and everything, and they can't go any further because it's assigned to airports. But airports is giving you a runaround and telling you that, you know, they're working overtime and, you know, they can't get the packages out because it's customs. But from the customs section, they're telling me they don't have any problems there. I did another shipping with another company, and I got all of my stuff, and there was no problem.
Okay.
So I think that airports really needs to call and let us know what's going on with our
somebody needs to clarify
because
there's a lot of messages here regarding
right,
the same thing.
They're saying that that they are clearing now October and November, and we are in January. So, you know, persons, as the lady said before, the packages they would have had for their sales and stuff in December, mm-hmm. you know, they're no use now. I also have things that I was looking to sell to my customers and so on, and they have all the stock up there. So they really need to call and let us know what's going on.
We have someone here saying that they posted a package to Barbados on the 9th of December from New York. And the person has not received it as yet. There are other people speaking of the same thing, for the timelines are different, but basically it's the same challenge. So hopefully we will get some answers. Hopefully you get your packages, actually, if you don't get the answers. Hopefully you will get your packages soon. Thank you very much for your call. Another call to the Barbados Water Authority, number 62, Bird's Eye Ridge, St. Patrick, Christchurch. This house has a meter leaking since June last year. It started with a drip. Now it's pouring water from both sides of the meter. And they're saying that the poor lady who lives at that property is at her wit's end. I'll repeat the address for the Burrs. Number 62, Bird's Eye Ridge, St. Patrick's, Christ Church. A leaking meter since June. And I want to thank all of the callers. Sorry we couldn't get through all of the WhatsApps and the calls. It was a very interesting show. Thank you to your listeners. Thank you, Dennis Johnson. And again, keep positive. Keep putting Barbados first, your ideas. And let's hope that we can move together as one and make this country into the country that we all want for our children. Until, God bless. I'll hear you next time.